This is an Audio Holdings production.
Elvis Aaron Presley was born to sharecroppers Vernon and the former Gladys Love Smith at 4:30 a.m. on the windy, snowy night of January 8, 1935, in East Tupelo, Mississippi. The brief joy, however, that followed the traumatic labor was shattered when, just 35 minutes later, Gladys delivered a second son, Elvis's stillborn twin, Jesse Garon. It was a tragedy that would shape the future of Tupelo's most famous son. The Presleys' meager two-room, 30-by-15-foot shack was clear evidence of the impoverished conditions of a family only a hair's breadth away from utter poverty. Vernon Presley, unable to find farm work in the Great American Depression, drifted from one dead-end job to another, milkman, paint can packer, and even truck driver. When Elvis was still a youngster, a desperate Vernon forged a lumber company check for $100 and as a result served 9 months in Mississippi's tough parchment penitentiary. While her husband was away, Gladys was forced to move in with relatives, taking in work as a seamstress and laundress. Her weekly walks to the welfare office with Elvis in tow attracted disparaging stares and hushed comments of white trash. To his neighbors, Elvis was known as a sad-eyed, tow-headed, skinny fellow, real quiet and shy. In fact, he was so unremarkable, nearly invisible, that not a single schoolmate remembers him from his elementary school days. What he lacked in material wealth, though, Gladys more than made up for in manners. "I had to be polite and do the right things," Elvis later remembered. "My folks were real strict. I rebelled sometimes, but I guess their strictness was the best thing that ever happened to me. My mom and dad loved me too much to ever spoil me, even though I was an only child." Unfortunately, Gladys reacted to the loss of Jesse by over...